I'm very happy to be among brothers and sisters. This indeed is the grace of the Lord. Although we've been away from practices for a distance, yet we can live before the Lord. Especially just now I was able to speak my own dialect and also food. However, this is not the thing that we should be stressing on. And what we need to stress is our position in the Lord and also His preciousness. So often when we get together, we have different groups, a group of people who talk the same dialect or different same background. And I hope that we can see that we can put aside all these things and see that we have one hope, one goal, and also the one way, heavenly way. It's not easy. And the common thing that happens, I'm not sure whether it happens in your midst, that when we get together, we are those who actually group, having different groups together. I want to just two daughters. Both are married. And both of them actually are married to a Japanese. For those who are older generation, I don't know what your thoughts or your feelings are towards Japanese. And for my mother and also my mother-in-law, they have suffered under the Japanese. When I came to know that my daughter has come to have this man as her husband as Japanese. He's a brother. However, in my heart, I did not like him. If you don't know what it is about, and you don't know what the battle is like and how lonely it can be, I've got no reason to not like him. Because in fact he is a brother in the Lord. And when my daughter brought him home, in fact, I show him my dislike. However, I can't say that because he is a Japanese, so I dislike him. And William. He says not to dislike him, but in my heart I can't not do that. And a few years passed.
但因為時間我唔高，但係呢幾年嘅裏邊，我個仔就同我講：媽媽，如果我唔得到你嘅 blessing， 我唔會結婚。
And my daughter said to me, "Mom, if I don't have your blessing, I will not marry."
喺嗰幾年裏邊，我個女又受苦。
In those few years, my daughter had to go through such a suffering, and I had to also go through suffering. Until one day, the Lord said to me, in Christ, we are one body.And my daughter then got married to this Japanese brother. I really I got to love him.
以前我對佢嘅稱呼係有啲輕視，我嗰個日本仔咧。
I was quite despising towards him and saying, "Oh, that Japanese boy."
但係而家佢係我家裏邊。
But now he's as it were a member of the family and also a beloved brother in the Lord. And he's, he gets along well with the younger brothers and sisters. And I should get along with the younger brothers and sisters. In fact, they told me not to address him a Japanese boy. And after they got married, I apologized to him.
I said, Dave,
I've been wrong.You are still a Japanese. But what's different is that the Lord has shown me that in Christ we are one.
It overrides all the differences.
Because in Christ it overrides all the differences.
This is my point.
This is the testimony of my weakness and also the grace that the Lord has shown. This is to say the brothers and sisters, and it's from 1 Corinthians chapter 1. The last chapter of 1 Corinthians. Have we sung the hymn Maranatha? Have you sung this hymn before? The Lord will soon return. Just now we say that we may have a lot of differences. But we have the same hope. I hope that we use this phrase, Maranatha, to encourage one another.When we know that the Lord is soon to return, then many things is no longer all that important. When Brother William goes out elsewhere for meetings,Sometimes because of the traffic, he doesn't get back till late. And sometimes he goes to conferences for several days. And because both my daughters are married, so I'm left on my own at home. when William says that he'll be back by 8 and then still not back home by 9, how will you feel? So when there is a little a sound or noise, I just see if it's William who's come back. I don't know whether sisters have the same feeling. And if he's been out for several days for meetings, I would get ready some soup. I don't know how to make this a dry veg soup.
So, Maranatha,
and this, the Lord will soon return. It's not just a slogan. It's certainly not a slogan. And when we get together during our Lord's table, often we will say the Lord will return soon. And in our lives, are we living out the reality of the Lord's coming back soon? Just like the great disaster that's happened of recent in Japan. And it could be, in fact, a warning, a bell to many Christians. But after a while, it seems no one talks about it anymore.
Maranatha.
And the Lord soon return, whether in our thoughts, in our lives, it will make any transformation. And we may still be having to go to work, to school, and doing our things, but yet in our heart, are we asking the Lord whether you are coming back soon? The frame of mind would be very different. And it seems that things happen, and very quickly it may bring us some thoughts, but very quickly as well, it soon gets diluted. I'll encourage my sisters to say that the Lord will soon return. And having believed in the Lord, we will not go to hell, but I'll be waiting for Him in our day-to-day living. There was a group of people who sold everything, all their possessions, and went to the mountains to wait for the Lord's return. Personally, I don't think there's such a need. What's need? However, in our heart, in our lives, the Lord's return, whether it truly preoccupies our heart. And as mother, we say, oh, what shall we cook? Which school should my children be going to? And so on. If the Lord were to return tonight, how important would these matters be?
Maranatha. 很多时候很多事我们执着，我们揸住不放。
So often we are so not wanting to let go.
就好似我嗰几年好好惨嘅日子，因为我唔中意我而家嗰个女婿，揸住揸住。我话俾你听，嗰几年我谂好少好少上帝煮饭。
And in those few years when I have this dislike for this son-in-law, I think in my thoughts, I seldom have thought about the Lord's return.
Maranatha.
Maranatha. And the Lord will come back. Today, what are you living for? We will see our Lord. And with the many things that's happening throughout the world, may all this awaken our heart to wait for the Lord. And our heart perhaps is even more urgent in waiting for our husband's return or our children's return, but the Lord says that I will be back soon. And what attitude do we use in waiting for the Lord? I hope that we would use these words to encourage one another. And with this thought, I would also like to share with brothers and sisters. And the thoughts with many is that, oh, the Lord will soon be back, we will preach the gospel quickly. Of course, it's not a bad thing to preach the gospel. When the Lord says that we should be prepared to meet Him, what is it that the Lord is saying? And when the Lord says, be ready to meet him, he's talking about this very person. How am I preparing myself to do it? And if we are really learning to prepare ourselves and learning to obey him, and the Lord would in fact be pleased. It's not that we can't do anything for him like preaching the gospel, when the Lord says be ready to meet him, it doesn't mean that, or necessarily mean to preach the gospel.
You know, 预备接受他的命令，预备我们自己去活出他的旨意，这个是神所要。
What the Lord wants, what God wants is for us, in fact, to live as those who, in fact, will execute be in His will. I'd like to read a verse from Philippians chapter 3. Verse
12. 我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所而得着我的。
Not that I have already obtained the prize, or am I already perfected, but I pursue, if also I may get possession of it, seeing that also I have been taken possession of by Christ Jesus.
You know, 嗰啲中文嗰度有呢个几个细字。
In Chinese translation, there are some small letters. And that I may get possession as I have been taken possession.
我在九年前，是九年前参加一次的聚会。
9 years ago when I was in the meeting，
神就向我讲这句这句句的话。
The Lord that spoke to me with this。
时间关系，我就简短咁样。
Because of time, I will briefly talk about this。
呢度系保罗讲嘅，保罗话：我乃系坚定追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我哋。
And this is what Paul says, that how he would indeed pursue that he may get possession of。
或者话。所以我得的。
Or perhaps to say, I may get what I should have got. Of course, to be able to have the Lord should be our pursuit. That we should look forward to this, that we can enjoy this. And apart from the fact that we are to obtain the Lord is also seeking to take possession of us. And when the Lord seems to say this, I was enlightened within. All along I says, how can I come to have more of the Lord and to know him more? And of course, the Lord will want us to pursue after him and to know him more. But on God's side, he is also looking to obtain us. Of course, God has already saved you, so he has got you. However, what Paul is saying here is not just to do with salvation. God, to obtain us, will have to obtain our heart. We can be satisfied with salvation. But God is not satisfied with just us having salvation. But the Lord says to us that he wants to obtain us. So I was thinking to myself, what is this that you want from me? What is there in me that would be worthwhile for the Lord? But this is clearly what the Lord's word is saying. And before the Lord, I was thinking over this. And throughout the meeting, and even after going home, I was just thinking, what is it the Lord wants? I've already believed in the Lord. As far as service is concerned, I'm doing it. And I've also been offering up. Is it not enough? All along God has put this thought in me. At that time I was still working. And in fact, before the meeting, and in fact, the company had an announcement encouraging people to take early retirement.
No.
In fact, I didn't have second thoughts about it at all. I just rejected and said no. In fact, I was 20 odd years working there. I like my job.
6 weeks假期
6 weeks holiday, annual holiday.
我做了这么久, 我有我的 seniority, 我有, 即是一个, 高級的技工,
and I'm a fairly senior member in the company.
所以其實我回去公司就真的除非有什麼突發的事情其實我都很卡了
unless it's a very special occasion I'd rather relax at my work.
我絕對沒有任何的壓力.
There wasn't any pressure whatsoever.
所以又有糧出又有假期又舒服又沒有壓力
and then I have been paid and it seems that it's rather comfortable, no pressure whatsoever, and I've got my holidays. Why should I be thinking about retirement?
所以在聚會之前我就完全不關我事你們退一退
and this has nothing to do with me for the others if they want to have early retirement it's up to them.
聚會完回來
and after the meeting, and the second day at work, they had this memo again. And in fact, another encouragement been given to those to take early retirement. I was in fact in the telecoms company. In fact, both of us were at work in this company for 20 odd years. And at times they will offer early retirement. But never sort of announcing it twice in a month. When this came round again, it doesn't seem to me that I should have the same attitude as before going to the meetings. Because there's this very verse in the midst. What is it that the Lord wants to obtain from me? Is it he's after obtaining this person and also my heart?
So
there is this awakening before the Lord. And throughout a long time there is this I've been in a service. But although to go into full time ministry, these are things that do come up, but I've never actually thought about it personally. At this very moment, it seems that the Lord enlightens me to think about it. But I'm so comfortable in my job. And I've been paid. No pressure. I can continue in my work and also serve at the same time. In fact, and no one troubles me at work, and I can also continue to serve the Lord. However, I couldn't get over this thought.
咁然後有一個早上喺星期六一個早上喺主面前嚟思想嘅時候，主就俾一首嘅詩講。
And one Saturday morning, when I was in fact meditating on the Lord, he gave me a thought of this hymn.
佢嘅詩歌就話。我願意活在主的面前。
And the hymn talks about I would like to live before the Lord.
無論日好夜晚。
Whether day or night.
願意活在他的面前，被他光照。
And to live before him, to be enlightened by him.
現在我的在主的面前，我的日好夜晚都
And that before the Lord, my evening, my day and night has not come to that. And I was thinking about this hymn. However, it's a wonderful experience. At the time, both my daughters were not married yet. And somehow within me there was this very stillness. As I was thinking of the Lord, And before the Lord, there is this very stillness. It seems that nothing else. I thought, oh, this rest, how wonderful. And I said, to have everything that you have in exchange for this rest, this stillness and peace for his presence with us, I say, I'm willing. Although it wasn't a long time. And however, the feeling is wonderful and it's sweet. The Lord did not say anything to me. I didn't even ask any question. However, I felt the very presence of the Lord. And it's very sweet indeed. So I asked the Lord, is this the way that you want me to get onto, that is, to serve you in full time ministry? I thought I've been doing my part, but when the Lord shows His presence, His being with you, how different it is. And at that moment, I was willing to accept the call of the Lord. Although I did not know what it would be like ahead, and to compare anything with the Lord's presence, I'd rather give them all up.
So, 後來當然
And then I, in fact, agreed with the Lord. And the very day when I left the company,
I
In fact, I was rather hesitant, I believe.
就是幾個禮拜前的事上都非常的留意。
I was in fact very much not wanting to leave the job. I don't know why on the day I left, it seems to me it's nothing much. And you find some people before they leave, they will touch the phone and so on. But for me, it seems there's nothing. It seems that it's just finished off our work. I didn't think much about it. I know this to be the grace of the Lord. It's not that I could let go of these things. It is the Lord's drawing.
So,
so it talks about that we have to get a possession as we have been possessed. And Paul then say that he indeed pressed towards the goal. May the Lord show mercy. As Paul says, not that I've already gotten. So often we think, how much work I've fulfilled. But as far as the Lord is concerned, whether or not we have indeed received His calling and in fact His instructions. To each one, it's a different calling. How we need to forget the things that are behind and stretch forth out to the things that is before. So that we can in fact move towards the goal for the prize of the calling on high of God in Christ Jesus. And as many therefore are perfect, let us be first minded, and if any are any otherwise minded, this also God shall reveal to you. It is not that just specifically for Paul, but for each one of us, how we need to have such a heart. I don't know what the Lord requires of you. And when you agree to His requirement, then you are being obtained by the Lord. That's what I would share.